Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. So today I'm going to be reviewing the newest album of emo rapper Juice WRLD, Legends Never Die. Now this is yet another posthumous album from one of emo rap's most melodic and youngest rappers, Juice WRLD. Now, Juice WRLD, it's sad to say that he is no longer with us because, in my opinion, like, he was really, really talented. For one, I mean, the dude came up with very catchy choruses, and even though he dealt with a lot of issues of drug abuse, relationships, and even armory, like weaponry, he did it in such an easy and effortless way that it just came out just catchy. Like his choruses will be in your mind for a good amount of time. And it's sad because, like I mentioned right now, the stuff that he would deal with, mainly drug abuse, is what he ended up passing away from. He was in an airport in Chicago and he was about to take the flight, but he eventually overdosed on what was noted to be lean, the choline in his system. That's basically what killed him. Technically it was from a seizure, but the seizure was caused from his lean addiction. And the two albums prior to this posthumous album dealt with precisely that: drug abuse, relationship abuse, or not abuse, but like relationship problems, and, you know, weaponry. And it's really sad because even though those two albums were focused on those issues, no one, in my opinion, that I've seen did anything to help him. Like, legit, his lyrics were specific on his addiction and his problems, how he was trying to get rid of, but it just never happened. And it sucks because all these artists that talk about these issues, they're writing them down in a piece of paper and making it into music, into stories, you could say, that people hear, but no one is actually paying attention. And then by the time they pass away, they're just stunned. They're like, I can't believe he's gone. And look, I'm not trying to make anyone that is dealing with addiction to feel bad, but if you are dealing with these problems, you know, you guys heard it so many times, and I feel like you shouldn't hear this again, but please get help. Your friends love you, your family loves you, and you need to love yourself too. Respect your life, enjoy it. Don't use these drugs to escape your problems, because at the end of the day, you're just adding that as another problem. And that's precisely what most of these topics are in Juice's songs. And this one in particular, Legends Never Die, it's no different than the other ones. He talks about the same issues. So without further ado, let's get into it. Track 1, Anxiety. It was a nice intro to start off the album. It was short, simple, straight to the point. And yeah, eventually we just end up going to track number 2, Conversations. I did enjoy this one. This one had like a cool retro video game inspired production over trap beats. It was, again, catchy from the chorus. It had a catchy chorus and the verses as well, talking about his struggles with anxiety, drugs, and the life of fame, adding what seems to be a violin towards the end was also a nice touch to end the song. And then we go to track 3, Titanic. It's a sad song about Juice's reflecting on his lean addiction drinking problem he had when he was alive. The second verse makes it clear by saying, "Set sail in the colding bottle. I'm drowning in it. Drown in it. Oh, sorry. I'm a drown in it. Drown in it." That's how it actually goes. So it's basically what I mentioned earlier. The addiction, what it led to. And it's really somber over this chill production. And it's so chill that it feels like you're sinking down, just like the Titanic did. It's a very emotional track. But it's still, again, nice. And that's the thing about Juice WRLD. He would make up these songs that would be like emo, but at the same time so enjoyable. Just like track 4, Bad Energy. It has a nice guitar intro, which helps give it that emo rap feel throughout the song. One of my favorite parts of the track is the chorus. I love how Juice sings. The words drain out bad energy. The instruments fade out, leaving Juice's voice increasing just a bit in the tone, almost as if he's pouring out or draining out all of his pain he had inside of him, and also the bad memories that came from consuming drugs. The second verse could have used a change of words on the lines. Yellow diamonds, shiny pearls, I'm trying to give her the world. I'm trying to show her the world. She ain't no ordinary girl. That's my only complaint. He could have changed those words up a bit to make it more interesting. But at the end of the day, it was a nice try. I really liked the song. And track 5, Righteous. It was another sad song about the struggles with drugs. Now, as the first single of the album to be released, I think it was a great choice because it led the foundation of what this whole album was going to focus on. His, you know, problems with drugs, women, the typical stuff that he will rap about. So it would just show to his audience that this was not going to be anything different. It was going to stick right with what his fan base was already known to hear, or what Juice WRLD would rap about or sing. And track 6, Blood on My Jeans. This one was okay. It's not awful by any means. It's just not my favorite. We at least get a different subject matter of love and weaponry in this one. Just wasn't a fan of the verses. That was it. And track 7, Tell Me You Love Me with Trippy Red. Another okay song. And another, you know, love song mixed in with drugs. The guitar riffs are okay between the chorus and verses. And the reason why this one isn't really my favorite is because of Trippy Red's feature. I feel like he could have done a way better feature in this one. Not my favorite that Trippy has been featured on. I do, however, find Juice's different tone and voice when he raps to be a nice addition to the song instead of his more well-known calm and subtle voice. It almost reminds me of his feature on Ski Mask the Slum God's song Nuketown. It really comes to show if Juice wants to go hard on a track, like he could do it without any hesitation, no problem. That song, if you haven't heard it, go hear it. It took me a while to find out that was Juice WRLD. I was blown away of how aggressive and hard-hitting he was on the verse. And track 8, Hate the Other Side with Marshmello featuring Polo G and the Kid Laroi. It's another song that I really like. However, I don't really hear Marshmello's contribution to this song. And I say that because so far it doesn't sound that different from any of the other beats or production from the past songs we mentioned already, that I mentioned already. You don't really hear, like, if I were to give this song or short to someone and be like, can you name the people that are featured in this? There's no way, in my opinion, that someone would be like, oh yeah, that's Marshmello on the track. You won't really be able to distinguish it. Obviously, you could tell the other features, you know, Polo G and the Kid Laroi, who did a good job on the verses. I really liked their flows on the songs. But other than that, the song was decent. I like it. I'll definitely be coming back to this one. Track 9, it was just an interlude. Get through it. Basically, you just were just legit telling his audience to, you know, get through their problems, whatever's bothering them. You know, you're worth it. And it's sad because hearing it from him, like, he couldn't get through his problems, which is sad, but at least he's telling his fan base, you know, it could be like an opening to let them know, don't do the same mistakes that I've been doing, you know, live a better life. And track 10, Life's a Mess, featuring Halsey. This one is one of the most emo love songs on the album, in my opinion. The harmonies of the O and the woes floating in the background add a more sad vibe when Halsey sings the chorus with Juice. Well, that part sounds heavenly. And those string instruments ending the song just makes the song more emotional. It's a really lovely track. And track 11, Come and Go with Marshmello. Another song with Marshmello, where he really shows his contribution by adding a nice pop rock guitar riff with some claps, crowd noises mixed in into his, you know, EDM beat production that just works so well. It's one of my favorites on the album, and it's one of the most feel-good party vibe songs, you could say. And track 12, I Want It. Almost feels like a filler, to be honest. Nothing special here. Nice production, but nothing else. It's okay. Track 13, Fighting Demons. Another okay, decent track. It opens up with a piano instead of a guitar. Like most of the songs on this album, they open up with a guitar, but this one, it opens up with a piano. And, I mean, it's a decent song. Nothing too, you know, out of ordinary here. And it's just one of those that I won't just keep coming back to be honest. Track 14, Wishing Well. Now this one I will be coming back to, and I feel like it's one of the most well-received in this album. It's one of the best songs on Legends Never Die. Once that beat drops on the chorus, it hooks you in and you start bobbing your head. And the verses, well, I mean, I'm gonna have to read some of the verses here. Verse 1 goes, ring ring, phone call from depression. You used my past and my memories as a weapon. On the other line, I talk to addiction. Speaking of the devil, all the drugs, I miss them. I mean, damn, they're just so emo. But it's on the verse 2 that really hits me. Like, when I first heard it, I almost felt like crying. It mentions, sometimes I don't know how to feel. Let's be for real. If it wasn't for the pills, I wouldn't be here. But if I keep taking these pills, I won't be here. I just told you all my secret. It's tearing me to pieces. I really think I need them. I stopped taking the drugs, and now the drugs take me. Just, again, comes to show his addiction was that strong. He knew that he was destroying himself. But at the end, you could say it's a little bit cliche, or I stopped taking the drugs, but the drugs start taking me. But, I mean, it's basically what happened. It's just devastating to see these artists so young to just, it really makes me sad. Because he had such a bright future. He was really talented. Man, I gotta move on to the next track. I'm already about to cry. Track 15, Screw Juice. So this one, I was 50-50. I do love the mixing on the track and the chorus, but not so much the verses. So I'm a little like iffy on this one. Track 16, however, Up, Up, and Away, has a nice intro with an acoustic guitar and drum beat with some lovely cymbals that almost feel like they're like filling up a sound landscape until it quickly goes into a hip-hop beat. Loving Juice's flow throughout the song. It's really nice. Track 17, The Man, The Myth, The Legend, it's just an interlude. But this one, I do like it compared to the other one because it shows different artists that have talked, you know, good things about Juice. But the one in particular that caught my attention was Eminem. He mentions how Juice was very versatile in his verses, the way how he flowed, the way how he came up with different word schemes. And that 1 hour long, like close to 1 hour long freestyle, I was blown away when I found out that Juice almost like rapped exactly like 1 hour of a freestyle. That's insane. And it didn't suck. Like, it was really cool how he would come up with different word patterns, different flows every time when the DJ will mix up the beat. So, and just the fact that Eminem noticed that, well, it's one reason is because he was rapping over Eminem beats. But it's just really cool to see that one of his idols saw him do that, and the fact that he mentioned him, like giving him, you could say, a shout out, was really, really nice. So moving on, track 18, Stay High. It has a really cool, catchy rapping verse from Juice, and at the same time, it like bounces. Like the way how he raps, his rap flow, it has like this bouncing vibe to it. So I do like that one. That one's a good track. Track 19, Can't Die. It was okay. Again, we have another decent song that I won't be coming back to. I will say this, that the Now I'm Getting Richer, but it's too many people missing from the picture. That was a fire bar. I really like that verse. That was a nice. And ending it was track 20, Man of the Year. I was really disappointed in this one, cause it's a straight up like rap rock track that I was really anticipating. I really wanted to like this one, but at the end of the day, it just fell flat. Mainly because of the lyrics and the verses. The chorus was okay, but just when it came to the verses, yeah, it lost me. And at the end, there's another interlude, an outro, where Juice is just basically saying, you know, thank you to his fans, and just basically, you know, giving them the thank you for being there with him, for supporting him. And that's how the album ends. Legends never die. So comparing this one to other posthumous albums, this one was good. It honestly felt like if Juice was still there. Like if Juice was still alive, I don't think this album would have changed that much. Maybe just a little bit, but not a lot. It would still be the same. And it came out good. Even though I didn't like every single track, I did come out leaving with a good handful of songs that I'm definitely going to be coming back to. So if I were to give this a score, I'll give it like a 7.5 out of 10. Yeah, so I'm going to leave it there. Thank you guys so much for listening to this review. As you can tell from my voice, like, I'm really emotional right now because at the same time, even though I enjoy listening to this album, it does hit you in the feels. So like if you were a constant Juice WRLD listener, this album, I could see how emotional you would get hearing it from beginning to end. And it just makes me wonder like what he would have done if he was still alive. Obviously I would have wanted him to, you know, to stop with this addiction. And like I mentioned in the beginning, if you're going through something like this, don't be afraid. Ask for help. Because at the end of the day, you're not only going to help yourself, but you're going to help others that love you. Yeah, so I'm just going to leave it there. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez, saying have a fantastic day.